So let's review. Our share begins with Amrav Gidl Amar Rav, Minayin Shenishboin Lekaimas a Mitzvah. A person can make a shvua, a vow, to fulfill a mitzvah, as the pasuk states, Nishbati va'akayema lishmor mishpati tzidkecha. The Gemara explains that Shari Leila Inish Lizruze Nafshe, even a person who generally avoids making shvuas, is permitted to make this type of shvua, which will encourage him to perform the mitzvah. However, Leichala shvua al dvar mitzvah, the shvua does not take effect, in that there is no isr bal yachal if he violates the shvua, because ein shvua chal al shvua, umushba v'oimid mahar sinaihu. A shvua cannot take effect upon an existing shvua, and there is a pre-existing shvua to fulfill Torah mitzvahs. However, Rav Gidl Merav adds, ha'oimer ashkem eshna perik zeh, eshna mesech dezu, nader gadol nader lelekei Yisrael. If a person makes a shvua that he will rise early to learn a certain perik or mesechta, his shvua is effective in that there is an isra b'yachal if he violates the shvua. Although learning Torah is a mitzvah and ain shvua chal al shvua, umushba v'oimim har sinaihu, nevertheless, chayal shvua leha, the shvua is effective. Kiven di'boye patr nafshe b'kriyish mashachos v'arvis. The shvua's har sinai can be fulfilled with the Torah's minimum requirement of b'shach b'chov kumecha, reciting Kriyishma morning and night. Therefore, the second shvua is chal for his additional Torah learning. Rav Gidl Merav adds further, ha'oimer lecha v'eroi nashkim v'nishnim perik zeh olav lahashkim. If a person makes a Kabbalah, a pledge to his friend, that they will both rise to learn a certain parak, he is obligated to fulfill his Kabbalah because, as the Ran explains, Kabbalah l'dvar mitzvah mahanya, a mere pledge to perform a mitzvah is effective even without a neder v'shvua. As we see in the pasuk that Hashem told Yechezkel, V'yomer alai ben adam kum tse al abika v'shama daber oischa, go out to the valley and I will talk to you there. And the pasuk continues, Yechezkel went out to the valley and Hashem was awaiting him. The Gemara continues, Amr Rabbi Yosef, Niduhu b'chaloyim, Tzarech yud b'ni adam lahatuloy, v'hu d'tanu helchasa. If a person dreamt that he was put into cherim excommunication, he must have the cherim removed by 10 people that learned Gemara, because as the Ran explains, l'fi she'efshar b'shlichas ha'mokam nisnada. It's possible that the chayim was imposed by Hashem's command, in which it can only be removed by Hashem. Therefore, tzarech asara sheshchini moim, it requires 10 men where the shechina is present. V'ileka detanu hilchasa afil amasnu v'lo itanu. And if you cannot find asara detanu hilchasa, it's sufficient if the 10 men only learn Mishnah. V'ileka leizav leizav aprasha strachim v'yov shlama lebe yud adibakali le asara degarmi hilchasa. And if he cannot find the Sarah, the Masna Lo Itanu either, he should sit at a crossroads and give shalom to 10 people, as the Ran explains, Lamogin min hayisurin. This shields him from suffering until the nidu is removed through Asara de Tana Helchasa. Rav Ashi says, Yadaman Shamte, even when he knows the person who imposed the Cherem in his dream, the Cherem can only be removed by Asara de Tana Helchasa because Leshamute Shavishlech, Lemishrile Le Shavishlech. It's possible that the person was only appointed to impose the cherem, but not to remove the cherem. Rav Ashi adds, Shamte v'shar le b'chelme. Even when the cherem was both imposed and removed in the dream, he must still have it removed by Asar d'tana helchasa because k'shem she'i efshel levar b'lo yitaven, k'chi efshel l'chalayim b'lo yidvarm b'telem. Just as all grain contains straw, all dreams contain fictitious events, and it's possible that the cherem was true, while the heter was not true. The Gemara relates, Ravina's wife wanted to be matir neder, nullify her vow. So he asked his Rebbe Rav Ashi, Baal maush yasa shlich lecharatas ishtai. Can a husband become his wife's agent to nullify her neder through hacharata her regrets? As Duran explains, b'shem taisvis, chashinan shemitaych shenidri ishtai kashnalov, yesiv midaytai b'charatasa. Is there a concern that a husband will expand his wife's charata because he cannot tolerate her nedarim? Rav Ashi ruled, im mechanfen in. A husband may become a shliach when the bezin of three dayanim was already gathered, because as the Ran mentions from Taisvis, kiv neles leitircha lechashina sheyesev al charatasa. When there is no great effort required, there is no concern that he will be meisev al charatasa. However, iloy mechanfen loy. he may not become a shliach when bezin was not gathered, because kiven de isli tircha chashina sheyesav al charatasa. When there is tircha, there is a concern that he will be meisav b'charatasa. The Gemara concludes shmamina tlas. We can derive three halachas from this incident. Shmamina balnas shliach l'charatas ishtay. A husband may become his wife's agent to nullify her nether. V'shmamina ki mekanfin shaper dami. He can only be her shliach when the bezin was already gathered. V'shmamina leishari lemishri nidra ba'astra derabe. A Talmud may not nullify a nether in his Rebbe city. However, v'shamta afil ba'astra derabe. He may remove a cherim even in his Rebbe city. V'yachad mumcha shari shamta. An expert dayan may remove a cherim by himself without a complete bezdin.